What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay. We have breaking news. We are sad to report the passing of one of the co-hosts of Locked on Sharks, Kyle Demetrius, April 27th, 1989 to October 19th, 2021. He died in a pool of his own cum.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is your host, an actual angel from the other side, Go Surreal, Kyle Demetrius, and I'm with JD Young, as always. Buddy, where do you want to start? Which session do you want to start with? We had Jonathan Dahlin scoring two goals. We had Erik Karlsson scoring a goal. We had Timo Meier looking like an absolute sexy beast out there. He had 3 points.
Aiden Hill with a shutout.
William Eklund with an assist. William Eklund's on pace for 82 points. I just don't know what to do with myself. I am literally pantsless as we record this.
Let's start with, we'll go good vibes and then we'll continue.
There's no bad vibes. What do you mean?
I said we'll go good vibes. That's all this team is right now. It's good vibes.
Yeah, so I think we can officially call this the vibes only Sharks.
Yeah, it's so nice to just be like, oh, this is what like a functional team looks like. It's crazy. I don't know what to do with myself, especially after last year, the tank, and the year before where they were just bad and had nothing to be bad for.
This is the most excited I've been to start a season since like 2015.
Yeah, I mean, basically, since like when Karlsson got here, I was excited, but like that was just like get to April. But this is insane. It's just so much fun to like, and the great thing about it is it's not just one guy,
everything,
right?
It's literally everything.
It's all everybody the time. Is doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's crazy.
Last week we talked about Rudy. We're not even going to mention Rudy's name other than this because he didn't do shit. But it doesn't matter.
No,
he played all right, but there's just too many other things to talk about. If the Dahlin Couture Meier line gets broken up, I'm literally flying to San Jose and strangling Bob Bugner.
They were
like, what are you doing?
Monsters tonight.
What the hell would you be doing to break up that line? That is insane. That line is so sick.
So according to Natural Stat Trick, their Corsi 4 tonight was 63.64%. They outshot 8-2 on shots.
Hell like, yeah.
And that was with them doing nothing for half a game.
Like, and there were shots that like didn't even count on there where Couture works it in. And I think Meier or somebody put it out front and Dahlin got his stick tied up and it bounced around in some skates, but he had a wide open net and he just couldn't bang it in. Like Couture was flying out there. I can't believe Jonathan Dahlin straight out of the Allsvenskan with a loose cannon. Like this dude is sick. I've been on this for like 3 years. It's so nice when you're right about something. It feels so good to just be right. And have everything you want. Like, look how I'm sitting right now. I was right the whole time. Linus Karlsson, who gives a shit about trading Linus Karlsson for Jonathan Dahlin? Jonathan Dahlin was drafted in the second round. That's a guy you take that sometimes I don't care that Byron Bader jerked off onto a spreadsheet and said that people, once they hit this age and they don't play games, doesn't count. Sometimes that just doesn't happen. Sometimes guys just need everybody has a different life story. Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, he scored, like, a million points in the Allsvenskan last year. Like, that probably counted for something. So, Jay Fresh, take your NHL E model out of here and shove it. Fire it up. You just can't fire up the spreadsheet and be like, well, that's the end of this story. Yeah. Like, he's obviously nasty. The goal where him and Couture were basically on a 2-0 or 2-on-1, and he trailed in the perfect spot and banged in. It was awesome. The first goal was a tip. Like, the dude's sick. And the thing about Jonathan Dahlin that I like is that he's not just like hanging around, loafing around for shots and passes or whatever. He's going to the hard corners. He's working in the stuff. He's getting back. He's playing defense. Jonathan Dahlin and William Eklund both many times tonight stood in front of the net and were taking cross checks, taking checks, getting thrown around. Neither of them are the biggest guy, but they were in the muck. That's the coolest thing is that they're working hard.
Yeah, and with Dahlin, like he gets knocked off the puck a little bit, but I think once that's just kind of like, he's also still 22. So like once he continues to kind of build up his strength and stuff like that, like he's going to be a monster too. And he's already showing this. And yeah, like, but you know, like, and the way that line is constructed too, where you have Couture who can kind of do everything. Teemo is on a mission right now.
Teemo, the Teemo Revenge Tour is so nasty.
Yeah.
He's just getting, there was a play tonight, I think in the, when they were going to the right, I think that was the first period or the third period. I don't know. I can't remember. But there was a puck going up the wall and he was like, well, guess I'm going to beat them halves to this. And he beat the defender. Like, he wouldn't do that last year. He just skated by and was like, I got this now. And then took it, carried the dude on his back for a little bit and tried to get into the net for a drive. But he wasn't just winging it from the circle. It was so sweet. He was just like, well, I'm here. He had a game high 7 shots, I think. He has in the first game. He has 15
shots on goal right now through 2 games. This is the Teemo we want. This is the one that we've been craving to see. It's just the super engaged Teemo who's just like, you know what? I'm the best player on the ice right now, and I'm going to prove it. Right.
So. It's so funny because when he's sitting on the bench, they showed him a lot because he was like player of the game and stuff like that. He's got the funniest like blank face look.
He takes the worst on ice action pictures. Like his face is just always like, like he does it like weird, like the overbite thing a lot when he's like doing stuff with the puck.
But yeah, everybody knows the white man overbite.
Yeah, but he is coming to destroy people right now, and we here at Locked On Sharks are all for it.
Oh, the brand is so strong right now.
Oh my god, it's just everything.
Every night a different piece of the portion of the brand. It's like the Megazord. It just comes together. Like the Lord played fine tonight, but like we're not really going to talk about it. We didn't really do much. Yeah. He was like perfectly cromulent at 5-on-5, I'm assuming. But like we're not going to talk about the Lord because we have too many other things to talk about. The Teemo resurgent, Teemo and Dahlin and Couture is one of the best lines they've had in a long time. That line, imagine suffering through 2 years of Kevin LeBanc stapled to Logan Couture.
Yeah.
They had no options to do this. Well, they could have put Teemo there, but they didn't. But then they had no other options to.
And if Kevin LeBanc,
nice to see you, buddy. You scored a goal.
Yeah, if Kevin LeBanc is a overpriced third line winger who is a power play specialist.
Oh my god, yeah.
Then that's his role, and you're not having to put him in to do more than he's capable. And you know, like that's fine. Like they've already paid a salary that's a sunk cost. At least put him in a position to succeed now, and I feel like they have with that. So
yeah.
But Kyle, if you want to be put into a position to succeed with your tummy. Where can you go?
Are you a tummy guy? Do you say tummy?
Yeah, I have kids. Of course I say tummy. I say tummy.
You gotta
pee pee poo-poos. Yeah. You gotta go poo-poos. So
I will be poo-pooing out Built Bars because they're really, really good when you're hungry or you're working out, you need a little snack. They're healthy too. And they have a lot of flavors. We just got Box. Thank you. Our Lord Built Bar guy, Mr. Bar. We got blueberry muffin, pretty good. But we also got coconut brownie, easily my favorite. It's so good. It's so good. But if you don't like coconut, you can go with cherry barcia. Or if you don't like cherries, you could go strawberry. If you don't like stone fruit, you can go salted caramel. There's so many options. And if you don't know what you like, you can get a mix box where you get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. And if you do have a favorite, just order a whole box of those on its own. And not only are they good, but I mentioned that they're healthy too. It's because they have 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, depending on the bar. I'm sure the coconut brownie is not on the low end of that one. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So they taste good and they look good too. They look like Choco Bars and they're healthy. So order today and get your favorite or a mix box. And then when you get them, you can see that they're official bar protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, which is pretty dope if you're into that kind of stuff. Bald eagles and such. So go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Speaking of Built, Erik Karlsson has reformed himself.
Oh my god.
He's so sick.
He's so good right now. And
there's so many times where he got the puck in his own end. It was just like, see ya. Yeah, just skated it out, and we're like, yeah.
And he's engaged defensively, which is nice to see too. Like, he's doing a good job of helping to kind of shut down the defense and stuff. Again, we're not going to see like classic Vlasic defensively out of Carlson. Yes. But like, as long as he's like trying and, you know, and like seeing him, I think you tweeted about like where there was a bit of a scrum with Hoffman where he started the scrum.
And then Andrew Cogliano got blindsided, which was a dirty hit, even though the broadcast team in Canada tried to make it seem like it wasn't. And Eric Carlson came over, gave him a cross-checking hip, smacked him on the leg, and was like, "Save me, Lord." And the Lord stepped in. He answered his prayers. He was like,
I will take care of my peasants. I am coming,
Lord. Yeah, so he stepped in and took care of the big guy. And then Carlson was like, "Well, shit, I'll take care of Brendan Gallagher, who's smaller in my size." So perfect veteran move. He's just so sick when he's engaged. I love that he scored in game two. He's got 4 points through two games. Like, we're here. We're back.
Two PPG Carlson.
He's on pace for 164 points. Do you think he can keep it up?
Probably not 164 points, but if we're seeing PPG Carlson on a full PP, whoo, buddy.
The PP is strong. It's back.
Yes, it is. Speaking about the power play, again, they clicked tonight for two. They were 50%. I know this isn't sustainable, but just the way the power play is operating right now, it feels like it's going to be better than the bottom rung we've seen the past couple years.
Yeah, they finally figured out a system where they're getting the right players in the right spot. Having William Eklund on that half wall and using his vision, there was a play where it didn't amount to, I don't know if it amounted to a shot or not, but he had it and he kind of moved up the wall a little bit and changed the angle and he flung a pass all the way across through the box and just missed the guy on the other end. I don't know if the defenseman or the winger on the other side was ready for it, but he just missed him on that. And that would have been a sure goal for sure if he would have hit him. But it's stuff like that. He got an assist on the power play where he passed it back to Carlson. And then Carlson put a perfect pass to Kevin LeBanc right in the pocket. It's looking like a real power play.
Yeah.
Granted, Montreal sucks.
Yes. But yeah, it's, you know, it's again, they finally have given up on the Carlson Burns super power play, which just never felt right. You know, let both these guys run a power play, and especially where you have Carlson, the power play is running through Carlson, but then Eklund can help out there too, where Carlson, like, he's going to make the right pass, but then like if Eklund, you know, like you were saying, Eklund has that vision, and it's just going to take a, you know, once he gets even more chemistry with these guys and they start,
and he's not afraid to shoot,
but like, you know, those little like cross ice passes where he just threads needle, soon the other guys are going to be like, oh, this guy can actually pull this off. I will be in the right spot at the right time. And you're going to start to see that stuff to click even more. So
yeah, and having the guys near the net, like your Hurdles, your Weatherbys, your Beninos, the guys that are good at getting the greasy goals, like Logan Couture can, but he's better in the higher spot. He's better at shooting. And having Jonathan Dahlin on the side is just setting you up for success. The Kevin LeBanc goal, Jasper Weatherby came with a perfect screen. He was in front of the net and then slid all the way across to give the screen. This is a team that's clicking right now. And they didn't have a shot for about 25 minutes in the end of the second, third, but I think that was
were up 4-0 and they just wanted to,
They were just coasting into the end of this game and just take the wheel, Jesus. We're just done with this. Don't get hurt. Carlson only played 18 minutes or 19 minutes. Really weird considering Brent Burns played 27.
Brent Burns.
Maybe balance that out a little bit. Why are we trying to kill Brent Burns?
Dude, he's, like, I bet Bob's like, "Hey, Burns, you want it?" Nope. Burns just goes over the boards. Nope.
Oh, my God. Ferraro played 22. But, hey, if Carlson's going to play a little bit less minutes and Ferraro can eat some of those, play the harder minutes, the power penalty kill minutes, and we can let Carlson be offensive dynamo. And also, Carlson's defense wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
He looked fine. It just, so many good things happened. The brand is just so good right now.
It's so good.
The one thing I worry about is that Montreal is shit, but then again, they play the Senators on Thursday, who are also horrendous.
We'll see. The Senators, I think the Senators game is going to be actually a good measuring stick because they are kind of a scrappy, good team, like scrappy team. So their goaltending situation is a little wonky still, but we'll get into this game tomorrow. But I think this is actually going to be a really good measuring stick game, especially with Toronto and Boston this weekend, especially with a 9:30 Sunday Boston start. Super fun. 9:30 a.m. Yes, get your coffee
and a back-to-back ready. So they play Thursday, Friday, so the back-to-back will be interesting to see how they respond. But I don't know how you we should also do this too. Jacob Middleton, Cromulent.
Yeah, he, I think for now, until the Sharks play like a couple bad games.
You can't pull Jacob Middleton out of the lineup right now.
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything that would warrant him not playing.
Yeah, so we are sorry, Jacob Middleton.
I'm not sorry. I think the skill ceiling is still higher with Santeri Hataka.
Middleton.
I mean, if this is what you want out of Middleton, this is what you want out of Middleton. He's not the worst defenseman on the team because Radim Šimek exists.
Šimek got a little banged up at the end of the game too, so we'll keep an eye on that. But yeah, Vlasic played 15 minutes and 12 seconds. Šimek played 14.
Perfect.
Minutes.
That's all you need to play him.
Yeah. Neither one of them played shorthanded, like. Time either. So
I really like to. I think the power kill, the penalty kill, which is kind of a power kill. I really like what they're doing. They're being pretty aggressive. They're forcing the issue. Mm-hmm. I think the infusion of guys like Bonino and Cogliano and Weatherby and stuff like that. Do you have the penalty kill time?
Yep. So yeah, for the forwards, Balcers, our boy Balcers got 20. Nieto got 142. Cogliano 122. Couture got 120. Eklund, 14 seconds. There you go, boy.
That was probably at the end.
And then 132 for Nieto. This one's interesting. Hurdle, 30 seconds, which is good because you can save.
So it seems like you said Nieto twice, though.
Oh, did I? But anyway,
So it seems like.
And then Weatherby. Yeah, that's okay. That's everybody.
So Bonino, Cogliano, Nieto. And then a mixture of like Couture and Weatherby and stuff.
And Rudy. Yeah. Like,
and Rudy.
And that's guys who are going to be like, they're not just defensive plugs out there. Like, yet we saw Cogliano score a shorthanded goal the first game. Like, we know what Couture could do shorthanded. You know, I think that's good also for
Bonino.
Bonino's skilled too. And like, they're going to be defensively responsible, but they're going to know when to take a chance too. So,
you're not wasting a roster spot on a guy like Melker who's just there to kill penalties, but if anything happens, it's not, the puck's not going the other way, you're not getting any sort of positive momentum other than the kill, whereas now Bonino can steal the puck or get the puck, and Cogliano, we saw him score, like you said, it's just a lot better. And I think they're being way more aggressive this year. They're really putting pressure on the power play, which is what they got to do, even though it's nice having Aiden Hill there. Do you think? What do you think the odds were for Aiden Hill shutout tonight?
I don't know, but you know who might know?
Who?
Our friends over at Bet Online. So Bet Online is back in there than ever. They have a new web interface for the start of basketball season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all basketball and football and hockey action this season. Head over to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yeah, it's kind of nice. I think the Sharks had one shutout last year against the Kings when Martin Jones went crazy for like a 10-day stretch, and he stopped like a bajillion shots against the Kings. But getting a shutout in game two of the season, and if you count the preseason, that's two out of three games Aiden Hill has had a shutout.
It's nice when you can rely on your goalie to make some big saves in big moments. There was a shift where the fourth line got hemmed in forever and then they iced it and they're tired. And off the draw, he made a huge glove save and just stopped the play dead and they got a change. So nice.
Had a nice breakaway. He made a big save there too.
There was one where the puck squeaked through, hit the post, and he turned around and batted it out of the crease. Martin Jones would have been in Alameda County at that point.
Or it turned into dust. Full Thanos.
Yeah, exactly. Stylistically, it's very jarring watching the two of them for so long, because Aiden Hill is super aggressive. Like, he's way above his crease. He's challenging. He's way up to the side. I personally like that, especially because he's 6'6". He's massive, right?
He's a big boy.
The farther he comes out, the worse that it is going to be for the shooter, because they have no shooting lane. So I like his net. But the thing that really helps him is that he seems to get back in a position. He's not challenging the play and then just shimmying and spot or turning around. He's constantly going back into his crease and getting back. I think I think even though he challenges, there's an aggressiveness there. There's still a calmness. And I hope the Sharks realize that they aren't, that their back's not going to be broken constantly every game.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing that you mentioned, the calmness, where like Martin Jones, like when things go bad with him, it's just off the rail. And like we saw the first game against the Jets, you know, the Sharks gave up 2 goals, but like you didn't feel like, oh God, the wheels are coming off with this, right? Like that's the thing with Hill, is just, it's nice having somebody who can do their job. And if, you know, they got to pick up the slack here, they can come in and pick up the slack. And like you said, the end of the second period where, you know, the Sharks were turtling basically, and the Canadians definitely had a good push, but Aiden Hill was calm and confident and he made all the saves. And then at the beginning of the third, the Sharks kind of came out and set the tone again in the third period to kind of, you know, put this game away. So yeah, it's really nice. This is what it's like, Kyle, to have a goalie. It's been so long.
I know, it's bizarre. I think he gets the, I think he gets to start against Ottawa on Thursday. Keep the vibes rolling, and then Reimer plays against Toronto in the back to back revenge game.
Makes sense. Yeah. Oh, the Reimer revenge.
Can't discount the revenge game. But I think you just keep rolling with Aiden Hill, and then the back to back is where we first see Reimer. Would make sense to me anyway.
Yeah, especially because they've played 2 games in, you know, 5 days basically by then. So yeah, it's not like these guys are tired and stuff like that. So
we haven't talked enough about E5.
the mandatory E5 segment.
Let's go. He's really good.
Yeah,
he's really
took his
really
first
good.
Kind of big hit today, but he was like,
from
whatever.
Jack Anderson absolutely cleaned him out. It's like, woo. Yeah.
So, but whatever, he's fine. Kept doing his thing. And
he's
yeah,
he's still battling. He's like I said with Jonathan Dahlin. He's in front of the net. He's battling. He's in the corners. He's battling. And when he gets the puck, there's a play in the third period where he gets the puck on the left wing and he brings it in and he draws in both Habs defenders into the middle of the ice, and he drops off a perfect pass to the winger behind him so that he can get a good shot. I don't know who it was. Probably Rudy. It might have been Timo, actually.
Yeah, Rudy had a – I think Rudy was the one who received that because, yeah, Rudy had a pretty good chance. But, yeah.
Yeah, and it got in tight and stuff like that. And those are the kind of plays that, like, a veteran makes, that the guy who's been in the league for 4, 5, 6 years makes. And he's already doing it. And his game spin two. Move is dynamite. Yeah, game two. His spin move is dynamite. His power play is absolutely dynamite. He's not going to – affect the game in massive ways every single game, but if he can keep doing the little stuff where he's not getting hurt, then I think he's gonna be perfectly fine. Do you have the Corsi 4 numbers for that line?
Yeah, for the Corsi 4. So for the
The Couture line was at 63%.
Yeah. Then the Rudy, Hurdle, Eklund, they played almost 11 minutes together. Corsi 4, 5, Corsi against 9. So they actually were in the negative in that section.
That sucks.
But if you look at like our friends over at the do all the fancy stat cards, hockey stat cards, pulling them up. I had it and then I got sidetracked. Eklund was actually kind of closer to the middle of the pack. And they're like the Timo stat thing, like they had to move the chart because of Timo.
Timo was a madman tonight.
Yeah, Timo was a madman, but yeah, it was like, yeah, Eklund was in the middle. Like his offense was a little bit down, but his defense and his individual were still above. And that's like, if you're getting a rookie who's still contributing defensively, like the offense is going to come too. But yeah, the leaders were that were Timo, Dahlin, Couture, Ferraro, Burns, and then Carlson. But yeah, Hurdle was a little quiet tonight, but that's fine. You know, like, again, if you don't have to rely on one guy to drive the train, like drive the engine every night, that's fine. Like if everybody's contributing, you know, like the first game, we got a lot of the, you know, when Cogliano and Jasper Weatherby are contributing or scoring goals. And then tonight, Dahlin scoring goals and Timo's going crazy. Like,
yeah, so Timo was the last Timo. Tomáš Hertl on the hockey stacker was the last person who was just all positive.
Yeah.
LeBanc was a mix of big strokes on either side. Bonino, same thing. Cogliano was a little bit on either side. Lane was pretty big on both sides, Weatherby on both sides, and Middleton was largely a negative player, but that's
his offense. And if you're not asking Jacob Middleton to contribute a lot,
every single person's defense was plus tonight.
Well, when you get a shutout, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but you could be getting beaten like a rented mule, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. So we're going to...
Do you think the Good Vibe Sharks keep it rolling?
Yeah, I think Thursday, like I said, I think Thursday's game's a big game, especially with a game they're probably going to lose on Friday to Toronto, who's a very, very skilled team and coming off the second night of a back-to-back. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, and the Sharks have definitely had some issues with Ottawa. They've kind of gotten the crap kicked out of them recently by them.
This is the new Good Vibe Sharks, though.
But this is the new Good Vibe Sharks.
I do think they're a little loosey-goosey with some of the stuff. They're a little loose, but I think that's early season. A team with lots of rookies and stuff like that. Like, they weren't exactly holding the puck well. Like, their puck management was a little loose in the first period. But if you're going to make teams pay for their looseness, then it's fine. But I think there is stuff they can clean up. By no means is this a perfect team or a perfect game. I think
they'll lose a couple games in the Stanley Cup Finals, but I mean, it'll be fine.
Right, 82-0 is still in play. Yes. I think they're, but I think for a young team and a team that's doing a reset and incorporating these guys, I think you can work with some looseness, especially if other aspects are coming up. Like, the offense is firing, the power play is better, the penalty kill is better, your puck management's a little weak, and you kind of turtled there for the third period. I think you can live with some of those things and work on them. And it's game two of the season. Like, I mean,
it's a marathon, not a sprint here. But there's a lot of good positive stuff, and all the little things are very correctable. So
it's not like we're like, oh my god, this team is horrendous.
They can't score.
What are we doing here? Just like to point out some of these goals though before we leave. Darlene from Burns and Meyer, amazing. Darlene from Couture and Meyer, amazing.
Yes.
Carlson from Nieto and Ferraro, amazing. Meyer from Carlson and Couture, it's the stroke off festival. LeBanc from Carlson, Eklund, it's just everything you want to see. It just, the big boys came to play.
Yeah, and before we get out of here, Cole Caulfield on pace for 0 goals and 0 assists this season. So
William Eklund on pace for 82 points. I wonder who the...
Yeah.
Actually, William Eklund's getting outplayed by Jonathan Darlene.
Darlene on pace for 82 goals this season. So
better 82 goals or 82 assists. Let the voters decide.
it'll be the first split.
Statistical tie.
It'll be the first split.
Can't really decide what's more important. If you would like to tell us who you think is going to win the Calder between Darlene and Eklund, let us know at Locked On Sharks. If you would like to let us know these same questions but on different social medias, you can do that at Locked On Sharks on Facebook, Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube. We're live. We're here. I took my hat off halfway through. I was so fired up. I took my hat off. You can only see that on YouTube. That's a visual medium, not an audio medium. Can't get that good content if you're only listening.
See my wife's kitchen back there? Yeah. Her coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you would like to listen to us strictly, you can do that Spotify, Amazon, Stitcher, Anchor, Apple Music.
We've gotten some good reviews on Apple recently, so maybe
nice.
We'll continue the good vibes tomorrow and read some reviews.
Yeah. So. Alexander Graham Bell's Original Radio. I'm sure you can find it on there. If you would like to email us for some unknown reason, you can do that at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. We got one email.
Sorry, I can't make it to the
the bachelorette party.
I can't. Sorry.
We're still wrong about fries, apparently. This is also taken to Twitter. The guy that we accused of having a burner account because he followed Dropbox and John Frusciante actually added a picture to his account. And it said he's not a burner and replied to us. We're too powerful right now. We not only did we save the San Jose Sharks franchise, we made a burner account actually get a picture. It's two hockey sticks, but hey, it's better than the stupid editing. Yeah,
we are drunk on power here.
Oh, we're so drunk on power. And come. Then we actually got two emails that are real, so I'm not going to read those. We'll save those for like a mailbag or something like that if we remember. If you would like to ask JD about his loads, you can do that at my fry hole.
Kyle, is that Kyle Demetrius?
Just loads all day, buddy. Yep.
Thanks for making us your first listen. Good vibes only, baby.
Bye, friends.